him receiving his reward is through your belief.
Yes. Welcome to the Newly Podcast with Mish and Sav,
where we discuss topics from the old way of the flesh versus the new way of the spirit.
We're back.
We're back.
We were sick for literally like the whole time we've been gone.
Literally.
But we're going to talk about why we believe what we believe.
Yes.
Because I honestly, that's like the DM I got today was like, you are saying this.
Yeah.
Why are you saying this?
Basically.
Or, and then the other message we had was essentially, why, like, okay, I want to believe what you're saying. How do I believe?
And then the other one was, how do you view people? Why do you view people that way? Mm-hmm. Something along those lines. And
I guess we should just start off by saying that, well, what it was like in the old way of why we believed what we believed, because we didn't really even know what we believed.
I didn't know anything.
Yes. If you would have asked me what the gospel was, I would have said Jesus died for our sins and rose from the grave, and that's supposed to mean something to me and make me emotional and cry, but it really doesn't. And but I loved God. 10 out of 10. I thought I loved God, you know. Best. My heart was for God.
Yes.
I really wanted to love him.
I was a girl after God's heart.
Yep. That is exactly
that had what yet was. Received it.
Yeah, just like David, right? Because David was in the Old Testament.
Only after his heart, yeah.
He was after his heart, but we're in the New Covenant. We've been given his heart.
Yes. So yeah, that was our estate.
Yeah, we were stuck in that after it, and we were searching.
Mm-hmm.
And basically everything we believed was just whatever, for me, whatever book I was reading, whatever podcast I was listening to, whatever conference I went to, whatever pastor I heard, we all thought you were saying everybody was right.
Yeah, like, everyone was right.
Yeah, we just thought everyone was right.
And it was, I was just blind.
Yeah.
So I was led.
Yes, the blind leading the blind. And they all followed.
I was led everywhere but where I should be.
Yeah. Exactly. Every wind of doctrine, we were swayed.
Yes, it was. For sure. If it was a conference,
yeah,
I'm persuaded.
Yeah. And it was just like, it led to confusion.
Yeah. Right?
And God is not the author of confusion.
Well, it just led to stagnant for me. I don't know if I was strictly confused, per se, like in a sense, but it was more so like, I'm seeing zero change.
Yeah, so you just kind of, like, step back.
Yeah, like. Something.
And I was, like, the opposite. I was, like, trying everything.
Mm-hmm.
Every method, every anything.
Mm-hmm. Like
a hamster on a wheel.
No, I was, like, how does Dan Muller live this life? And my life is still ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to every possible thing that I can go to, listening to all these pastors that you're supposed to listen to,
right? And it's still
and my life has still, I am still yelling at my grandpa out of anger. I am still offended by every little thing.
Yeah,
I can never forget what people do to me.
Yeah,
how in the world, like, what am I supposed to do with this life now? Like,
mm-hmm.
That's just the state that I was always in. And like I said multiple times before, that I knew this wasn't supposed to be it. Like,
there had to be more.
There had to be more to me than just being disrespectful.
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm not supposed to just be out here disrespecting.
Yeah.
My parents, nor just doing whatever I wanted and having all these expectations upon people, always being disappointed by other people. There has to be another way. And whenever I would look at Jesus, I was like, Jesus lived undefended. I remember saying those words.
Really?
Like, if Jesus lived undefended, why am I? And if I'm supposed to be, like, if Jesus is supposed to be my example and the way to live, I am nowhere near.
Yep.
And I just knew.
And turns out the lie that you were believing was that you were not... It wasn't for you.
It wasn't for me.
Yeah. That, like, it was for other people.
It was for other people.
Like, cool for them, but God doesn't have this for me.
Yeah.
And I think I just realized the lie that I believed when I was... Because I was like, I would watch Dan Muller for, like, 4 years. Mm-hmm. And it was not transforming me. It was like, this is right. And it was like, I could see it, but I couldn't see the transformation in my own life. And I feel like it was just because I believed it was something that I had to do, not something that I receive.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like what Elias just said in that Bible study.
Yeah.
That, like, you receive a revelation in the Bible, and then now you think, okay, you got to go do that.
Yeah.
Like, now God has this expectation on you to go do it. And literally, that is... I read that verse, I don't know what it is exactly, but it's like, no one puts their hand to the plow and then looks back or something like that.
Yeah.
And then, or like, puts it back down again. And like, I read that verse and I was like, sorry, I'm having a Braxton Hicks contraction right now. I get them all the time. It's all good. I'm not in labor. I'm 30 weeks pregnant, though, for anyone that's curious. But... Yeah, so I read that verse, and then I literally took it, like, because I think I listened to a Todd White message that same day, and it was about getting up early and reading your Bible, and so I'm sure I told you about this. Yeah. I remember talking about it, and I was like, okay, I'm getting up early every day to read my Bible, and I'm not putting my hand to do this, and then stopping it. Like, so I literally read this revelation, and then said, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna bring it to pass. So whack. But what we were just talking about in the Bible study with Love Reality was that we read the revelation in the Word, and then God brings it to pass.
Yes.
We literally just have to say, yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember when we used to, like, put our shoes in the air, put our hand in the air,
Jill.
Like, send me. Yes, Lord.
Literally.
Like
I, and it's so...
Like, we
works driven.
We thought we had to say yes hard enough that, like, you know what I mean? That, like, God would do it. It's so strange.
It's obedience.
I don't even know.
It's the obedience thing.
The whole, team.
It's the obedience thing.
Right.
Because yes. What happens if you don't?
If you don't what?
If you, what happens if...
If you miss something.
You miss.
Yeah, it's not about our obedience. It was about Christ's obedience.
Yeah. And
now we receive by faith.
Mm-hmm.
Our understanding was just like the law.
Yeah.
And that's the examples you look at. Like, God told such and such from the Old Testament to do this. They did it. And look what happened. You know, like, because they did it.
And that's how we were parented.
Exactly. Because we are parented
under the law, in the law.
According to the law.
Yeah.
Yes. Which, like, in the flesh... You need that.
Yes.
But in the spirit, completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then it turns into works.
Yes. And it was that way under the law. It was, you do this, and then God will do that. Yes. But we've brought that into the new covenant a lot. Mm-hmm. And I liked Kate's status. I wish I could just copy and paste Kate's status in here. But it was just basically like, in the old way, we were obedient so that God would... do X, Y, and Z in the old covenant. In the new covenant, God did X, Y, and Z. He fulfilled it. And so now we are naturally obedient because we've been given his heart and his mind and all of that.
Yes.
And that obedience, we're not obedient so that we get our desired outcome. Yeah. Like, if under the law, we were obedient so that we would get blessings or whatever we wanted from God. Now we're obedient because we've been given his heart and we naturally walk in love.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that obedience leads to death.
Yes.
Like, persecution, to suffering, like, not to, like, great circumstances.
It's like,
or
obedience is us.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not something we're trying to do or, like...
Yeah. We're naturally obedient.
We've been made obedient from the heart.
Yeah.
We're under the law. We were trying.
It's like that whole, when Adam was talking about generous giving... And how, like...
Oh, yeah.
It's that same concept that, like, it's not necessarily the amount that which we give. It's everything I give is generous.
Yeah.
Because I have no expectations upon receiving.
Right. And because you just are generous.
And it's just, I am generous.
His spirit lives within you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, yeah.
All that to say, like, all that
to say that we ain't know nothing.
That was, like, the old way. Yeah. And now, like, why do we believe what we believe? Why are we so annoying?
Because my life has changed.
I know, my God.
That's exactly why. Because I am not, like, the same.
You're just saying that in the kitchen. You were like, it's all I think about. It's all I want to talk about. Mm. It's all, like, all we want to see is other people come to this revelation. Yeah. Because it is so life-changing.
Yeah. I remember when it first hit me, I was sitting at your old house on the stool, and you're leading the Bible study with just, like, three of us, I think.
Yeah.
And I remember just sitting there, like, wide-eyed. And yeah. I remember I told you, I said, I don't know, but I feel like my life, nothing changed.
But everything
But, like, changed. Everything changed. My belief in this gospel is not dependent upon someone else's experience.
Mm-hmm. It's based off your own life.
It's based off my life changed.
Tell that to the people who grew up in church, man. Come on. And let's hear it. Because the people that grew up in church think that there is no transformation.
Yeah.
And there still is a transformation. Mm-hmm. Oh.
So that's the conclusion.
Yeah.
That I have come up with.
When you were on the couch or whatever and it was hitting you.
Mm-hmm.
That's when your unbelief left the room. And belief, it was replaced with belief.
Yeah.
That's when you were letting go of the lie that it wasn't for you. Mm. And receiving the truth that it was for you. Mm. And then you were able to actually believe it and, like, enter agreement. Because, like, let's talk about, you can hear something, like, we could hear Dan Muller for 4 years and agree with him.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a difference between agreeing with the gospel and living in agreement.
Yes.
Because
talk about it.
I know, man.
Talk about it.
It gets me pumped. Paul, where it says, too much study has made you out of your mind. Someone accused Paul of this. And then Paul says, if I'm in my right mind, it's for your sake. Like, he was being accused of, like, being crazy.
Yeah.
And, like, all he talked about was the same message. He was preaching the same gospel. And, you know, and then he says, like, it wasn't with eloquent words.
Man.
It was just the power of the cross.
Even Omisha, you know, Holy Spirit was giving her little tidbits of what's to come.
Mm-hmm.
Because I used to say, like, I used to get so sad that I didn't know how to express anything biblical where it sounded, you know.
Impressive.
Impressive. Right.
Yes.
And I remember Holy Spirit telling me, like, Misha, it's the simplicity of the gospel that will change lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately put that thought down. Like, I no longer have to use big words.
Yep.
Because that's just distractions anyway.
Yep. And Paul said it's better that he was proud of the fact that he didn't have eloquent speech, lest the cross of Christ become,
and that's all of us,
like, less powerful or something. Yeah. So, like, not that it's bad to speak eloquently.
No.
But, like, that's just not even important.
Yeah.
At all.
Mm-hmm.
When, like, the power of the cross is what speaks out of your life. So, about living in agreement, I just read this in Acts 19.
I need to read Acts.
The other day. Yeah. Starting at verse 13, where it says a group of Jews was casting out demons, and they tried to use the name of the Lord Jesus in their incantation, saying, I command you in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, to come out. But one time when they tried it, the evil spirit replied, I know Jesus, and I know Paul, but who are you? Then the man with the evil spirit leaped on him, overpowered him, and attacked them with such violence that they fled from the house naked and battered. And when I read this story in the past, it was, like, you know, about authority and all of that. And, like, cool, God spoke to me about, like, fear. Because I used to struggle with fear big time. And I would rebuke the demons and the fear. And, like, nothing would change. Because I didn't know who I was. And then, like, when I did know who I was, like, I was walking in authority and all of that. And I didn't Anyway, mm-hmm. this verse made a lot of sense, but it made sense to me. This is like living where you say, I agree. Like, mm. these Jews agreed that the name of Jesus was casting out demons. And so they said, in the name of Jesus who Paul preaches, mm. like, not in the name of Jesus who I believe and I walk in and his spirit lives wow. within. You know what I mean?
And that was us.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the demons said, I know who Jesus is. I know who Paul is, but who are you? And so it's like, you
that's can, literally what it was.
You can agree your way all and live in death and live in the flesh. And but you know what I mean? Like, you can go to church and you can read all the books.
And that's what Jesus was saying.
Listen to all the sermons.
But that's what Jesus yeah. was saying.
But who are you?
I never knew you.
Yeah. And who do you actually believe you are? And like, you know, he takes no pleasure in those who shrink back. Like that whole thing. When we stand before him, like, what are you going to confess? Are you going to
And that's perfect love casting out all fear.
Yeah.
It was talking about.
Yeah.
When we see him.
Yeah. When we receive, like, mm-hmm. yeah. And that verse, that whole verse is also talking about, like, when we've been perfectly loved, we have confidence because we walked like Jesus mm-hmm. in this life.
Yeah.
And so it's like the evidence is our life transformed. We have confidence. We have boldness. We've been perfected in love. There's no fear of judgment or punishment anymore mm. because our life is literally a walking testimony. We see, like, we live with ourselves.
Because I'm perfectly loved. So yeah. when I see him face to face, there shall be no fear.
Yep. Because your confession, we're saved by the word of the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, which is that we were one way. And now we're another way, and yeah. we believe it. And so, it's like, man, don't just agree. It's not enough to just agree.
It's not enough to just agree. Let your life be transformed.
Yeah, live in agreement.
And there's no fear of what it will look like after. I feel like that could be it as well.
Like,
is that...
I'm afraid of what this will do to my life.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like a weirdo, a Jesus freak, or what is God going to
ask
me to do?
So be it.
Yeah, listen, there's no other way. Every other way is death. Trust me.
Every other way is death.
This is what you were made for.
Yeah.
This is what you were created for.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else and you'll just be experiencing the best the world has to offer.
Yeah.
So why do we believe what we believe? Because we're no longer following, like he said, who Paul preaches. I'm no longer living under what so-and-so preaches.
Yeah.
Or what, you know, so-and-so says. And like, well, God moved in their life. Like, yeah. no. Like, he moves in my life. Yeah. Like, I believe it. And why do we believe what we believe? Because we believe what the word says.
Yes.
And I wanted to make that point. Like, why do we believe that we're free from sin? Because Romans 6 says we're free from sin. Very clearly.
And it even says it in the King James Version.
Yep. Just Misha fact checked it.
Sure did.
1 Corinthians 4:11. Some of you were once like that, but you were cleansed, you were made holy, you were made right with God by calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. 1 Corinthians 1:30. God united you with Christ Jesus for our benefit. God made him to be wisdom itself. Christ made us right with God. He made us pure and holy, and he freed us from sin.
Love it.
The Bible says a lot of impossible sounding things.
Mm-hmm.
Like people being raised from the dead, Jesus raising from the dead, Jesus ascending to heaven, that Jesus is going to return on a white horse, that there's going to be an antichrist, that there's a heaven and a hell, angels and demons. That all sounds quite insane if we're looking at life experience. Mm. And like, if you haven't seen Jesus and you haven't seen heaven and like all of these things, if we live based off our life experience, we could just dismiss the whole book. So,
yeah,
like,
literally,
we're either Christians or not, we're believers or not. Why do we believe what we believe? Because it says it.
It says it.
Yeah. And we, the free from sin, it says it and we believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like we believe the other parts of the Bible.
And I received it as mine.
Right.
I mean, I could share the dream thing. Like, before, mm-hmm. I shared that when it first hit.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had a dream that night, and it was basically like Savannah, Brayden, and I, and we were at like a church, and Jesus himself I didn't see his face.
Yeah.
But Jesus himself was putting necklaces on them too. And I always say that, like, myself in the dream was the way I would say it was for me. And I was just standing in the back, like, mildly upset. Like, where is mine? Like, there's not one there for me. Like, also, the lie that I always believed that this will never be for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, like, I don't know, I just kneeled.
Yeah.
I kneeled and just believed that, you know, there will be, they kneeled. So there's just one there for me as well. And I remember Jesus putting a necklace over me and said, "You believe me now."
Mm-hmm.
And looked me in the face and said, "You believe me now." And I remember waking up, I immediately wrote it down, text Savannah.
I was shook.
And I said, "Oh, shoot. Like, I believe that it was mine.
It was for you, too.
It was for me, too."
Yeah.
And it was just believing what he said.
Yeah.
I believe what he says about me. And that's the same for whoever is listening, that it is yours. Just believe it and receive that it is yours, because it is yours.
It literally is yours. Yeah, like, you can, it is.
It's he did it. Believe what he said. If he said that he freed you from sin, it's because he did.
Right. So why not live in the reality that he paid for? Like, why not?
I put on Facebook, like, Christians in Hebrews, after Jesus purified the sins of the world, he sat down.
He sure did.
And that really, like,
because it's done.
That really hit me. Like, it is finished, y'all. Like,
he's not getting up on the cross.
It is done.
When you die, or
he
something.
Already did it for you.
Yep.
Just believe once that he did it, because he did
all
it.
Time, it is.
Finished. And that's how he'll. And I've always heard the phrase, like, receive the reward of your suffering.
Suffering, yeah. May the Lamb receive the reward of his suffering.
And it's like, him receiving his reward is through your belief.
Yes.
That I did it. He did it for you.
Yes.
So just let him receive his reward through your belief that he did it for you. Rest.
Yeah.
Because that's what he did afterwards. He said, "It is done."
I know.
It is done.
And I, like, we just spent so much of our life trying to do that. Yeah. I keep getting that picture of the grave.
You gotta share it, dude. It's so good.
So, like, God just keeps revealing to us, like, our little group that we meet with, like, about how God has literally fulfilled every single thing in the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
He, like, he became the sacrifice. He became the offering. He became the tithe. Like, he's the best heaven had to offer.
Mm.
And then it hit me that he fulfilled the Sabbath. Because I was reading the story of the crucifixion or whatever, and he died on a Friday, or, you know, people debate that, but whatever. Either way, he died, and when he was dead, it was the Sabbath.
Yeah.
So, like, he literally died on Friday, was dead all of Saturday, and rose on Sunday, or about right around then, you know. I don't know the exact times, but it just hit me, like, whoa. Jesus' actual body became the Sabbath.
Yeah.
And, like, Jesus actually rested from his body of flesh, put it to death. He rested from his works that he did. He said, "It is finished."
Mm.
And, like, just receiving all that that meant for me as, like, such a try-hard person, such a striver. And then I just saw myself, like, so I saw a picture of, which, first of all, starting way back when Jesus was born, they wrapped him in linen, which makes me want to cry, because it was, like, from the moment he was born, he was prepared for burial, which makes me want to cry. They wrapped the little baby in linen and, you know, swaddling clothes and lying in manger. Just the idea of being a mom and, like, the baby.
And it talks about that in Leviticus, isn't it? Let me see.
I feel like, they use linen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you you sure be hearing about linen.
You
in the law. We've been reading in the law.
Literally.
And it's just anyway, like, man, from the foundation of the world, from the moment he was born, he was prepared for burial.
Wow.
And then you know how they bring him gold, frankincense, Jesus. And myrrh, like,
yeah.
to embalm him and prepare him yeah. for burial.
And that's what they did.
Yeah. And so, anyways, you know, he's in the tomb, they wrap him in linen, and he's laying there, dead, at this point, like, all of his wounds. And I just, like, had a picture of me going into the tomb with him, and laying down, and, like, holding his body.
Mm.
You know, like, how you, if you're gonna spoon somebody or whatever, you, like, get under the covers and you, like, hold them.
Wow.
And, like, or letting them hold you, and, like, man, I don't know what it was, but, like, Holy Spirit was showing me something about...
Wow.
About laying down, like, just lay down. Yeah. Get down, lay down, and rest your striving. Sabbath rest, you know, like, enter his rest, like Hebrews talks about. Enter the promised land. Everything that he paid for, his sacrifice, his wounds, all of, like, receive it. And it was like, as I was holding his body, I'm, like, receiving it. Like, I was laying down everything, all of my striving, and receiving what he did for me.
Wow.
And then it also hit me, like, how we participate in all three steps of the resurrection. We participate in the death on the cross, you know, baptism and all of that, death to the old man, death to the flesh. We participate in the Sabbath rest that he fulfilled, and, like, the part where he is in the grave, his actual burial, by resting from our works. And then we participate in the resurrection by walking in newness of life and in the transformation.
Mm-hmm.
But man, some of you guys just need to rest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just lay down and receive. Stop striving. Stop trying to fulfill what he already fulfilled.
Rich posted on Instagram about hunger.
Oh, yeah, I know, the hunger thing.
And I commented, like, I was so hungry that it kept me from feasting.
Yeah, so true. In the old way, we were always hungry and always searching.
Always trying, and it kept me from, actually... Yeah.
We didn't eat.
Feasting upon him.
Yeah. He had the plate in front of you. You're smelling it. It smells real good. That's like, you agree. That's like living in the, I agree it smells really good, but you're not eating it.
Yeah.
Eat it. Receive it. Put it on.
Yeah.
There's so many analogies. The sweater.
Literally.
You know, put on the sweater. Don't just look at it and be like, that's really nice. No.
Yeah.
Receive it.
Us listening to Dan Muller. That's so good.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's for you too.
Yeah.
Put it on. How do you put it on? Some people also just need to read the Bible.
That was me. Yeah. I think that was a piece of us. Like, I just never read the Bible.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it said.
And when you're reading it, like, and just read the New Testament for now.
And I read it choppy.
Yeah. Choppy. And I still read it anyway as, like, something I had to try to do.
Yeah.
But you read it.
Because I had to try to read it with Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, Holy Spirit, I got to read this Bible.
Same.
Help me read this Bible.
Please speak to me.
Bring me the revelation of what this Bible says. Because without you, I will not understand it.
Which, like, yes, that's true. But
yes, that's true. But also, Holy Spirit lives within me.
Yeah. It was so more just time, unbelief.
Like, yeah. It was just...
We're living in unbelief. That's what. But yeah. And so now, like, read your Bible.
Yeah.
Like, don't hear it from us.
Yeah.
I think that's another way that people can be like, I agree, because they just hear what we're saying.
No, please read.
Like,
please.
You have to receive it for yourself. When you see it in there, and you realize, like, whoa, it actually says that.
Yeah.
And then you say, yes, Lord.
Because there comes a point where it becomes yours.
Yeah.
That's somewhere in the Bible as well. I don't know where, but when I read that, when I first, like, received it and stuff, like, a few months afterwards, like, that really, like, solidified it in me, because I was like, this is no longer someone just telling me this.
Right.
Like, this is now because Holy Spirit has,
right,
has made it alive in me.
Yes.
And like, it's
like the story in Acts, it's not Paul's gospel now. It's the gospel. It like,
is the gospel
that you believe now too. Mm-hmm.
And so that really, that was really good for me. Because I was like, I'm like, no, this is mine, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not expunged upon someone else.
Right. Yeah, in fact.
And if no one else believed
it. Exactly.
It's still mine. It's
in spite of everyone else. Like, no matter what anybody else believes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You cannot take it away from me.
No.
Yeah.
No. I was one way, now I'm the other.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's real, dude.
Man. And, like, even if you grew up in church and you didn't have a crazy testimony, you still go from a part... You still go from unbelief to belief.
Absolutely. Because you didn't believe it, and now you do. That's enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just because something, like...
Maybe
you didn't watch pornography.
Right.
Or you didn't have sex before you got married.
Right.
Or, you know, something, you know, people would, you know, measure up.
Right.
Like, there wasn't this huge, like...
Right. And now you stopped. Like...
No.
It's literally just... going from unbelief to belief. Yeah. Going from the wilderness to the promised land. Because
you were still in the wilderness with us. Uh-huh. Yours just looked a little bit different.
Yeah. You just kept it together a little bit better.
You was right there with
or
us.
Or you didn't get caught.
So you was there. Don't act like you wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just crazy that the reason that they could not enter was unbelief.
Yeah.
And they didn't trust God.
They didn't trust God. He provided himself. And that still wasn't good enough.
Yep.
In the wilderness.
It should have taken them 11 days. And it took them 40 years. So don't sell out for that process gospel. Because you never get there. Like, we're getting there. When are we there? Are we there when we're dead?
And then when they did get there, the people couldn't make it in.
Yeah.
It wasn't even the same people that started out.
Yeah.
Moses saw it.
I know, that's so sad.
I know. That we were talking about that. Well, like that
takes me out.
That kinda wrecked me.
Yeah, it sure did.
And then right before, you know, he dies.
He goes up to the
mountain. That's it. Oh, they still messing up, y'all.
Just so you know, they're gonna fail. These people you've led all this way. You see the promised land from a distance. It's your time to die before you die. I just want you to know they're going to mess it up.
I said the savagery.
They're going to break covenant with me. Yeah.
I don't know. That I was like, my goodness. And then he dies.
Yep. But God himself buried him, which is pretty baller.
That is pretty crazy.
God himself, like there's, and then the whole Mountain of Transfiguration.
I just read that
conspiracy theory that Brayden said.
What?
Like that maybe that was that because Moses and Elijah and Jesus were there, and maybe it was God's way of like allowing Moses to see the fulfillment of the promise.
Yes.
Yeah. We don't know. This is just for fun.
You know, for
conspiracy, funsies. You know, but that would be freaking wild.
Yeah, he actually did see the promise.
He got to see
it. And it wasn't
Jesus.
A land. It was actually the fulfilled promise.
It wasn't material things.
Mm-mm, it was Jesus.
What do you mean? I'm just kidding.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, crazy. The whole Bible's about Jesus.
That would be kind of, you know, fire.
Yeah, if that was like.
That doesn't seem outside of God's character.
No, it doesn't.
But.
Yeah.
That is really cool, though.
Man. So,
and honestly, y'all, if y'all do dive in the Old Testament, it's kind of lit.
But
you got to read it
the right way.
Read it the right way.
Like Brayden's status today. You got to read it through the finished work.
Yes.
You don't read it trying to do anything, really, from the Old Testament.
And it's about him.
You're not trying fulfilled. To be like the Old Testament characters.
No.
Because they were doing some whack stuff. No. We are reading it through the fulfillment of what Christ has done. So we believe what we believe because we read it in the book. We choose to believe nothing less. We don't look at our life experience for truth or feelings at all.
Oh, back to...
Here I am trying to conclude.
I know. It's interesting because when you're talking about obeying in Deuteronomy in 6:25, it says, "For we will be counted." So this was the law, basically, and it said, "For we will be counted as righteous when we obey all the commands the Lord has given us." We were counted as righteous. Because Christ obeyed.
Thank you. Yes. We're not trying to so go that's back the, and obey that stuff.
That's how you can see him. Is that he did it for us.
Yes. We fulfill the law of love.
Yeah. And I said, from that verse, I said, like, how much of a gift that Jesus has given us. Which is the free gift of righteousness. But they had to become righteous, they had to do something. And now all we have to do is just believe and receive the righteousness that he freely gives us.
Yeah.
And we don't have to live underneath that anymore.
God truly saved the world and did not condemn the world.
Yes.
Like, you know when it hits?
Yes. Because that's when it hit in Hebrews, is that he purified the sins of the world.
Mm-hmm.
That hit me that it was the world. I was wide-eyed.
Once for all time. Yeah, like, God reconciled the world to himself. John 16:9, and it says, "The world's sin is that it refuses to believe in me."
Mm.
So, it's talking about the coming judgment of sin. And then that's the sin that's going to be judged. Because the law already judged sin for actions.
Mm.
Like, God didn't, like... Jesus didn't come to do that. Like, he would have just left it the way it was.
Mm.
Because the law already was condemning people. It was already condemning people for their actions and showing that they didn't measure up.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus came truly not to condemn the world, like John 3:16 and 17 say.
Yeah.
He came to save it. And now the only thing is just, do you believe it?
You are so loved.
And we just want to give you permission to open up the book, read it, and believe it.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to get to a place. You're already there.
Right. He put you there when he saved the world. He saved the world. You aren't saving yourself.
Yeah.
He saved you. You're just saying, yes, Lord. You're saying, okay. Follow us on Instagram.
@MishanSav.
And you can email us. Newly.
NewlyMishanSav@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
With any comments, questions, or concerns. But if you have a concern, keep it.
Take it to the Lord. Cast your cares upon the Lord. Or just pray for us, you know?
Yeah. Instead of a concern,
if you're that concerned, pray. Just pray. 5-star review. Please. That's always great.
Yeah.
Leave us a 5-star review.
On Spotify.
And type something.
Yeah, give us a little feedback.
Yeah, I guess they can't on Spotify, but on Apple you can type.
Anyway, we love you guys. Peace and blessings, y'all.